This was about the same time, I think, perhaps, yes, about 1972, that would be about right. At the time, there was lots of evangelical gatherings in the town. You'd get a marquee come in and they'd have a huge evangelical service, and people would be invited to walk to the front and give their lives to Jesus or whatever. And I used to quite enjoy it for the singing. There are lots of singing guitars and stuff. One day they had one in the cinema, which is still a cinema, the Odeon Cinema. And I think I seem to remember it being horrible weather. I think there was snow about, not just drifts of it hanging about. It was horrible and dark and nasty. It was early evening. And I went with my friend Sarah, who wasn't really religious at all, but we just went for the music. And I found the whole thing a bit boring, really. So we sat through it, it was an hour or so. And then we came out and I said goodbye to her and I went home on the bus to Nash Mills. And the next weekend, I went to her house where I often had tea. Her parents were lovely. Her parents were absolutely furious with me. And I couldn't work out at first what I'd done. And I remember her dad saying, "They rely on you to keep Sarah sensible," which seemed such an awful role for me to have acquired. Just keeping Sarah sensible was basically, you're not a loser there. And I, you know, what? He said, "But in her coat, in her winter coat." And it turned out that after I said goodbye to her, she'd gone with the evangelists down the side of the Odeon to the water gardens, to the river. And she decided to get baptised by jumping into the gate in her coat, in the freezing cold. And then had to walk all the way back home to Levelstock Green in the perishingly cold. There were long midi coats in those days, winter coats. And I always remember her parents saying to me, "How could you let her do it in a coat?" And it wasn't pneumonia they were worried about. It was the fact the winter coat was completely ruined.